Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's always a joy to talk to our guy, Dan Pompey. You read him in The Athletic and Bleacher Report, and he has a new book coming out today. Dan, is today publishing day? My goodness gracious. It comes out tomorrow.
Fearless, How an Underdog Becomes a Champion, the Doug Peterson book.
Wow. Look at Dan Pompey. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me today. Excited about the book, and there's been a lot of talk about it, as there should be, because Doug Peterson really is a great, great story. You talk about a guy who no one expected he would be where he is as a Super Bowl champion a couple of years ago. He had one job interview in his entire life for a head coaching job, and it was with the Philadelphia Eagles. They took a chance on him and his unconventional style, very unconventional, and he ended up doing some things as a head coach that a lot of people scratched their heads about, and he just kept winning and winning. He won games he wasn't supposed to win. They were underdogs in every game of the postseason, and they won every game, obviously. And he's just really got a great story and a great backstory, too, in terms of how he got where he is. I think the book kind of we talk a lot about the Super Bowl season and everything it took to get there. And it's a football book, but it's more than that. It's a book that's also a leadership book. It's a book that has a spiritual element to it, and it's a book that talks about his journey and his path to get him where he was.
How did you get to know him that well, Dan, to develop the kind of trust it takes to write something like this?
Well, we spent two long weekends together in Philadelphia where we just kind of holed up in his office or in a hotel room morning to night, and then we spent more time together in Orlando, and we talked a lot on the phone and had a lot of communication that way as well. So,
but before you just knew him from covering him.
Yeah, I mean, it was really we were put together by his agent for the book, but the relationship really was something that happened because of the book.
He's a shockingly normal guy for a guy that has just won a Super Bowl, and a guy that by all accounts, I mean, you think about professional athletes, and I know that he wasn't, the star of stars, but certainly, a guy that was in Green Bay. I mean, he's been around a ton of great people, and going to Philadelphia, Donovan McNabb, he was he's tutored players. He's been around all these great stars. We talk about Andy Reid and how well things have gone for him. And then we look at the family tree, and Matt Nagy is one of those guys. So I don't know. Are you going to write that book when they win the Super Bowl here, Dan?
I guess show me the contract. it's interesting because they are both peas from the same pod. They worked together under Andy Reid, and Matt worked under Doug, really, because Doug was right kind of ahead of him in the progress there at Kansas City and Philadelphia. But I think when you listen to Matt talk, I hear a lot of Doug talking. They have a lot of the same philosophies. I think they have the same kind of people skills and people management, and they see leadership similarly. So it's going to be really interesting for me to watch how Matt progresses as a head coach, and if he is a lot like I think he's going to be, which it sounds like he's going to be a lot like Doug.
Now, if Mitch Trubisky can only be Carson Wentz, everything will go well in Chicago.
what a wonderful world it would be.
You know, Saturday night, Dan, getting to the Bears, I think when you looked at Trubisky, I think that even though it's a second preseason game, I'd wanted to see more. I think maybe, you know, when you have two turnovers and 26 snaps, I think it reminds you just how much of a developmental project this remains. And, you know, look, he started 12 games last year, but they weren't 12, you know, games that convinced you that he was a finished product. And so where are you with Trubisky, and what did you see Saturday night that convinced you one way or another that he was getting closer to being that guy?
Yeah, I'm not really anywhere today that I wasn't, you know, before training camp started. I still think he's a work in progress, and, you know, I love the potential, and I think there's a lot more steps that need to be taken before, you know, you could feel really comfortable that he is another Carson Wentz or anything close to it, or Jared Goff. So, you know, he's still learning, as he should be. You know, I think some of the expectations are probably a little bit unfair based on his limited body of work, even going back to college and also last season. You know, I think it's really unfair to judge him on last year, given what he was working with, what he had around him, and even the play calling. So it's almost like a clean slate when the season opens against Green Bay. And I think, you know, he's done some good things since training camp opened, and he's had some situations where he's stepped backwards too, which you expect all of that with a young quarterback. You know, I don't think he's where Carson Wentz was heading into his second season, or Jared Goff is. And I think he's still figuring some things out. So I think the Bears need to be patient with him, and Bears fans need to be patient with him.
And, you know, when you really stop and look around the league, Dan, I mean, how many teams can you sit there and say feel confident that they have a quarterback, not just this year, but next year and the year after that? And, you know, Mitchell, we're talking about a career here in Chicago, which, you know, there aren't a ton of franchises. It's an enviable position, even the unknown of it.
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, to have this guy as your future quarterback is an exciting thing because of his ability, and I think also because of what he brings to the team intangibly. He has everything you want intangibly. I think more than anything, that's what we've learned about him, I think, over the last few months, is that he really has kind of the right stuff. And maybe the Bears knew some of this beforehand, but I think a lot of it has come out more as he's become empowered, as he has become the guy for the new coaching regime, and as he's kind of clicked with Matt Nagy, as they've built the offense around him. So those things are good. You know, he just has to go out now and improve. He can be everything that the Bears thought he could be when they drafted him.
And it's going to be fascinating to compare, inevitably. You know, you see Patrick Mahomes make the kind of throw he did the other day for the Chiefs, and you see the way that Deshaun Watson appears to be kind of seamlessly getting back into the mix. And those are guys who were taken after Mitch Trubisky, and it's just inevitable you're going to compare that rookie class and those quarterbacks to each other as they progress.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I don't know if it's fair, but it's inevitable.
Yeah, it will happen. And, you know, really all that matters, though, is that Trubisky does what the Bears want him to do and think he can do, and that he could continue to take steps in the right direction. And, you know, his growth might come at a slower rate than some of these other quarterbacks. That we don't know. And some of that growth is probably tied to things that are beyond his control, too, how the players around him perform, and, you know, how the coaching melds with what he can do. So I think, like I said, we just have to kind of be patient with him and say wait and see.
Dan, I think that it's interesting to watch them and to think about there were two turnovers in that game, and the first one with Mitch, I mean, and the first one was an interception that may well have been on the running back, but probably not a good idea to throw the ball, and the second one was a failure to get a bad snap. I thought the snap was bad, and I think we've seen a lot of bad snaps out of the shotgun from Cody Whitehair, and they're obviously going to be operating out of the shotgun. Biggsy wrote a thing about maybe it's time to make a move there, and I think the idea is don't wait till the season opener and make a move then. Would you advocate putting James Daniels in at center and moving Cody Whitehair back to guard? It's a very difficult move to make given the fact that he's played a couple years at center, but I don't know how good he is with the shotgun snap, and I don't know if that's going to be an issue you'll have to worry about in games. You can't turn the ball over.
Well, you know, you got two big issues. The first issue is the shotgun snaps, and you feel comfortable enough with Cody Whitehair making the snaps, or do you feel comfortable enough with James Daniels making the shotgun snaps? And then the other issue is calling the protections and making sure that everything is right on that front, because if that's not right, the snaps really aren't going to matter because things are going to get blown up from that perspective. So the Bears have to weigh all of those elements carefully and decide what their best option is. You know, they thought that Cody Whitehair was their best option going into camp. And, you know, fortunately, Daniels at least has gotten some work at center. But I think, you know, you have to ask yourself, has Whitehair had enough poor snaps that you feel like this is going to be a continuing problem, or have they kind of been an aberration? You know, that snap the other night, I thought that was a snap that Trubisky should have handled.
Should have.
But it wasn't a perfect snap. So, and I'm really not blaming the center. I'm just saying, it's just something we've seen.
They need to professionalize the quarterback center exchange.
It's just something you can't worry about in the NFL, man.
Dan, before we let you go,
you can't.
Saw Kyle Long pull one play the other day and just maul his defender, and it really looked strong. Really looked pretty good. The tackles had kind of a shaky night. Bobby Massey and Charles Leonard Jr. did not have a good hour. There, he made a couple mistakes. Is this offensive line going to be a strength of this team, do you think, or is it going to be a liability?
Well, you know, they have to work out the thing that we're talking about here with the center and the guard. They have to figure out who's playing where. You know, until things get settled, it can't be a strength. But it should be a strength because you've got five pretty good guys there. But I think one of the keys to offensive line play is, you know, the ability to work together and continuity and comfort and confidence. And, you know, until people get settled, that really can't begin to take off. So they need to get there. And I think ultimately it's going to be a strength if the guys stay healthy, because there's no reason it shouldn't be.
Dan, thank you. The new book is called Fearless, How an Underdog Becomes a Champion. It is Doug Peterson, written with Dan Pompey. And again, it's something that let's hope Matt Nagy's reading. And Dan, we'll have you come in and sign a couple copies of it, and we'll try to distribute some to our listeners. We'll definitely talk to you more about it in the next week or two. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, guys, my pleasure. Thank you.
Again, the new book, Fearless, How an Underdog Becomes a Champion.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.